بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة القدر is chapter number 97. And what is القدر؟ Allah Azza wa Jal says in the beginning of this surah, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Verily we have sent it down in the night of Al-Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will make you know what the night of Al-Qadr is. So, let us ponder upon these two ayahs. The repetition, the question, is to magnify and to display the importance of this thing that was repeated. Allah says that we have revealed it. We have sent it down in the night of Al-Qadr. And Al-Qadr means either the night of decree, where Allah Azza wa Jal preordained everything, or the night of high status, in the night of importance. And Allah is referring to the Qur'an. And the Qur'an was revealed in Ramadan. And it was revealed in the night of Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. However, there are two types of revelation. So Allah Azza wa Jal had sent it down entirely to the preserved tablet and initiated the first five ayat of Surah Al-Alaq, which we discussed previously. These ayat were revealed on also the night of Qadr in Ramadan to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Quran took 23 years to be fully revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah has sent down, which refers to Allah Azza wa Jal being the high, the most high. And he's on top of everything. And that is why things descend and come down from him subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And the night of decree is a night of great influence and importance. It's a blessed night. And this is the night that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to look for and to seek. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that it is a night of great importance, the night of decree. And Allah explains it and shows us some of its virtues. He says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree, or of high importance and stature, or status, that is. Allah says that the night of decree or the night of high status and importance is better than 1,000 months. And this is equivalent to 83 years plus. Subhanallah. The worship of an individual in that night is greater than the worship of 83 years plus that do not include Laylatul Qadr. And this was a gift, and still is, from Allah Azza wa Jal to the followers of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is because the lives of His followers, the lifespan of the Ummah of Muhammad is short. It's between 60 and 70 years of age. Compared to the previous nations where they used to live for hundreds of years. Nuh, for example, peace be upon him, lived for 950 years calling his people to Allah Azza wa Jal. It shows you that Allah has substituted with His generosity the short span of our lives with this beautiful night, Laylatul Qadr, where if you succeed in praying tahajjud, in reciting the Quran, in reviving the night with dhikr and remembering Allah, Allah would give you more, not equivalent, more than the worship of 1,000 months. In that night, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Therein descends the angels and Jibreel, the Ruh, the spirit, by Allah's permission with all decrees. It is the night of decree. And it's a sign of goodness when the angels descend. Whenever the angels are in a place, it's a sign of mercy, of goodness, and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why the Prophet tells us, when you hear the rooster early morning or at the end of the night, when you hear his sound, ask Allah from his grace. Ask Allah for his mercy. Because the rooster has seen an angel. And the Prophet told us, alayhi sallam, to get statues and pictures, to get dogs out of the house, because the angels do not enter a house with such things in it. And if the angels do not enter your house, then definitely you have the devils inhabiting your house. Statues of living creatures, animals, human beings, pictures, and dogs prevent angels from coming in. What about TV sets and satellite channels that show all the filth in the world? Do you think angels will be there? By Allah, they won't. All what will be there would be devils and jinn. And that is why you're having problems. That is why you're having problems with your wife, with your children. That is why there is no tranquility, because there are no angels in the house. So they bring down Allah's orders and decrees. And this is a blessed night. And that is why Allah says, سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطَلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. And peace. Peace until the appearance of dawn. And this great night, the Prophet ﷺ used to spend the last 10 nights of Ramadan in the masjid, in seclusion, in i'tikaf, trying to worship Allah Azza wa Jal his best, so that definitely he would get the night of decree. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever prays the night of decree, meaning night prayer, whoever prays the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, believing in it and anticipating for its reward, Allah would forgive all of his previous sins. And this night, unfortunately, is wasted among the Muslims. They spend the last 10 nights in shopping malls, preparing for Eid, and they are heedless and neglectful of what Allah Azza wa Jal is preparing for them. And when is this night? No one knows. It used to be known that Allah Azza wa Jal took it, and no one knows when exactly it is. We know that it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, so it shifts from one place to the other every year. And only Allah knows when this night is. And that is why it is wrong to say that it is on the 27th only, or on the 25th, as some say and confirm. It moves from one place to the other, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows when it is. From this great surah, we learn that revelation is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that it is from Allah to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It was initiated and began in the month of Ramadan, specifically in Laylatul Qadr. And we believe that destiny is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and preordainment is from Allah. Allah decrees and we execute and we do what Allah wills. From this surah we learn the value and the greatness of Laylat al-Qadr, and that we should give it its due respect and try our level best to offer as many as we can from the good deeds, so that we can get more than 1,000 months of good reward. The Quran was revealed once in the preserved tablet, and it was revealed and descended as a whole. And over the period of 23 years, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed it bit by bit so that it would make the Prophet alayhi salam steadfast. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as in the authentic hadith, used to revise the Quran with Jibreel every Ramadan once. And this shows us that Ramadan is the month of Quran, and that we should revise it over and over again so that it would be strongly memorized and fixed in our hearts. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The following surah is Suratul Bayyina, the surah that deals with the evidence. Chapter 98. Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to one of his great companions, Ubay ibn Ka'b, and he was one of the four companions that the Prophet told us alayhi wasallam to learn the Quran from. He said that, Ubay, Allah the Almighty has ordered me to recite to you, to teach you, Surat لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Ubay said, Allah Azza wa Jal named me to you? And the Prophet said, yes. Ubay cried, may Allah be pleased with him, for such an honor from Allah Azza wa Jal, that he ordered his messenger by name to tell him to teach this great surah to Ubay. So this shows us that this surah has importance in Islam like all other surahs. Allah says, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِّينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Those who disbelieve from among the people of the scriptures, and the people of the scriptures are the Jews and the Christians, and among the mushrikeen, those who associate others with Allah, the idol worshippers, they were not going to leave their belief until there comes to them clear evidence. Meaning that everyone believes in what he believes, and they are not going to abandon what they believe until they see something that is acceptable to them, and they consider it to be an evidence. And what is the evidence they're waiting for? Allah says, رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو صُحُفًا مُطَهَّرَةً. A messenger from Allah reciting purified pages. Purified from shirk. Purified from lies. Purified from anything that does not befit it. This is the evidence they are waiting for. The Jews and the Christians, they all, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, were waiting for a messenger, because their scriptures say there will come a messenger with the final revelation, with the final guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. So they're anticipating, but they don't know the identity, they don't know the whereabout. They know it's from an area mentioned in the Old Testament. They're not sure, and they're still waiting. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling His Messenger that this evidence is a messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla reciting the purified pages. فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ. In these pages, they contain correct and straight books from Allah. And this is the Qur'an, with its chapters, with its surahs, with its beautiful verses and ayat. This is the clearest evidence ever. Even the blind can see that. Not with their eyes, but with their hearts. وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. And the people of the scriptures differed not until after there came to them clear evidence. They would not leave their religion to a new religion until they see the evidence, which is a messenger with purified books. But when they saw the messenger, they differed and they were split into factions and parties. And why is that? Because they were waiting for a messenger, but they did not think that he would be from the Arabs. They thought he should have been from the sons of Israel. He should have been a Jew. So when the Prophet came, alayhi salatu wasalam, some of them believed, and the majority did not. Among those who believed, Abdullah ibn Salam, who was one of their rabbis, may Allah be pleased with him, one of their great scholars. When the Prophet came, he went to him, he listened to him, and he acknowledged the fact that he was a messenger of Allah, and he followed him. Allah says about these who differed in the Prophet ﷺ and refused to follow him, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, and perform as-salat, perform prayer, and give zakat, and give the poor due, and that is the right religion. And this shows us that the religion of Allah, in essence, is the same. All religions, whether Judaism, Christianity, or Islam, or the religions before that, they all agree on monotheism, on only worshipping Allah and none with Him. Even the Christians who believe in the Trinity, if you go to their scriptures, you will find that it calls to worshipping God, worshipping Allah alone. And that Allah Azza wa Jal has no partners to be associated with Him. All the religions of Allah are the same. And they're all ordered to establish prayer and to give in charity, to give the poor what they need and deserve. Yet they refuse to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. They refuse to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is why Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Verily those who disbelieve from among the people of the scriptures and al-mushrikun, they will abide in the fire of hell. They are the worst of creatures. So the disbelievers among the people of the scripture, among the Jews and Christians, and the disbelievers of the idol worshippers will be thrown in hell. Now, the people of the scriptures, those who believed in Musa, peace be upon him, and followed him, they are Muslims. Till the time when Jesus was sent, those at the time of Jesus who did not believe in him but believed in Moses, they are disbelievers and they'll be thrown to hell. Those who followed Jesus, peace be upon him, they are Muslims. Until the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who believe in Jesus at the time of the Prophet or onwards and refuse to believe in Islam and in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they are disbelievers and they'll be thrown in hell for eternity. So this shows us that they are the worst of creatures. Not because they are wrong physically, but because of their conviction, because they associate others with Allah, because they do not believe in the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is crystal clear to anyone that he is a prophet and a messenger of Allah, and that what he says is the ultimate truth. Allah azza wa jal says that they are the worst of all creatures, and then he compares them to the believers. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Verily those who believe in the oneness of Allah and in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the best of creatures. Those who believe and do righteous deeds, they are the best of creatures. Their belief is in Allah Azza wa Jal and in the message of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they do good deeds in accordance to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They do not innovate. They do not bring things from their own whims and desires. They follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam footsteps and do not deviate or divert from the straight path. These are the best of the creatures. And what is their reward? Allah the Almighty says, جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. Their reward with their Lord is the gardens of Eden, where the rivers flow underneath, and they will abide therein forever. It's not for a period of time, it's for eternity. Allah well pleased with them and they with Him. And what more can a person be rewarded with? If you gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, if Allah is pleased with you, then you have got it all. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal is most kind and generous. Not only He will be pleased with you, but He will also please you in the gardens of Eden, in the great heavens, in the highest levels of paradise. Allah the Almighty had pledged to please you as you have pleased Him by obeying Him and worshipping Him. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. This is only for him who fears his Lord. And such a fear is what draws you closer to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered you to do something. If you do it, and if you refrain from what He hates, He will love you. But to claim that He loves you just because you are a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew, this is baseless. You have to comply with what Allah has ordered you to do. And the fear of Allah is the greatest thing that leads you to paradise and to Allah's pleasure. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.